Hey, hold up. Look, I brought a disc, and we could copy this, okay? And we could play it on my brother's computer.
Okay, no problem. All we got to do is...
Whoa. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Did I hear you right? Did I hear you saying that you're gonna make a copy of a game without paying? Come on, guys! I thought you knew better. Don't copy that floppy.
Wait a minute. Who the heck are you anyway?
Yeah. And what are you doing on my computer?
Hey, this is Ponyboy from the Belcore Radio. I'm coming at you live from Freaknik, and I just want to let you guys know you're listening to Ninja Night School Radio, and Low Tech Mystic is the shit.
So let me break this down for you. No common San Diego, no more Oregon Trail. Tetris and the others, they're all gonna fail. Not because we want it, but because you're just taking it. Disrespecting all the folks who are making it. The more you take, the less there will be. The discs become fewer, the games fall away. The screen starts to shrink, and then it will fade. Programs fall through a black hole in space. The computer world becomes bleak and stark. Loses its life, and the screen goes to dark. Welcome to the end of the computer age.
Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
Well, what do you think about when you're alone?
I think I want to get out of this rat hole. I want to get online. I need a computer.
I need a Synologic 60, Sogo 7 data gloves, a GPL stealth module, one Verdine intelligent translator, a Thompson iPhone.
He'll try to make a move. He'll use his connections on the net, narrow the bandwidth, go low rent.
He locked on him. He's using a Synologic 16 GPL stealth module. Crazy Bob's computer shop, 5326 Sutton Plaza back room.
Initiate virus.
9-6-1. Better than a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Riding through the mountains on a train.
But when you
want. Ooh, a big locomotive.
Mm.
Elementary schools are insane.
Mm.
Zoom lenses and big tree jets. Hampox in the Jamaica.
But when you want.
4E Freedom Force.
Yes.
Huh. It's getting hot. What you got?
A radar flip, a nasty zippos, nasal drip, and kung fu grip. You gotta check it out on my microchip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Somersault backflip. Super karate kick. Double back turn twist.
Sticking to your dreams, you got quite the collection.
Hey, Crescent Fresh, y'all, and welcome to Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic, and you, well, you, my friends, would be listening to Ninja Night School, episode number 7, being broadcast live into the time stream at 4:53 in the a.m., Sunday morning, November 20th, 2005. Ninja Night School is a proud member of the podcast incubator family and can be located on the worldwide interweb at www.podcastincubator.com. You may contact the hidden dojo of knowledge that is Ninja Night School via email at nnsradio@walla.com. Walla is spelt with two L's. Now, to move on to today's program... I had quite a bit going on since the last episode I recorded, which was my little attempt on explaining how I do my podcast. And so, one of the major things that have happened, I've gotten a job in the computer IT field, which I am very stoked and excited about. I'm learning about lots of new things that I never had to worry about before, because I was just doing personal computer repair on the side. I work at a restaurant as well. So I'm really digging this. I've been kind of on cloud nine all week because I've been doing nothing but playing with computers and servers, and it's a wild rush, because at the same time you're like, oh my god, I hope I don't fuck this up. Oh geez, what if I fuck this up? But at the same time you're like, oh my god, look at this fucking hardware. Oh my god. Oh, and you're like, oh geez, I hope I don't like just cream all over the server, and then I gotta call the boss. And yeah, I shorted out the hardware because I fucking blew a load all over your fucking beautiful server. But anyway, before I digress any further, I'm having a lot of fun, and maybe I'll talk more about it. I probably won't, though, any more than that. So we'll just leave it at that. And needless to say, just a new job. I've been doing a lot of reading on different materials that I need to be knowledgeable in. Mainly SQL, Microsoft Small Business Server 2003, and such other business platform devices, which I've not really had experience with. So in the process of reading up on all this material and doing everything, some of the other smaller things kind of slipped my mind, and one of these smaller things that slipped my mind was my desktop unit. I've got a copy of Windows Home XP installed on it, and the installation disk that I used was a Dell installation disk. That is, it's one of the blue installation disks that come with all the Dells. And when you install Home XP, instead of asking for your CD key in the normal install progress, it'll go ahead and let you install Windows. And then after you've got Windows installed, you get a little icon that pops up in the bottom corner. It's a little set of keys, and it'll pop up with a little bubble saying that, hey, you need to register Windows in 30 days, and it counts down 30 days from install. And 30 days after install, if you've not inserted your CD key, then Windows will lock up. Well, so here's my basic situation. I've got multiple old computers that were running Windows XP and different Windows operating systems, but I have multiple Windows Home XP serial keys, and for some reason none of these CD keys that I have, which are valid because people give me their old computers, or I find them on the side of the road, pick them up out of the trash, whatever. I've got all these old computers. They came with Windows. Here's the CD key that came with that computer's Windows, but for some reason it doesn't want to validate now through this new fancy-dancy Windows validation, so therefore I can't validate my copy of Windows that I had on my desktop. So since I've got this new job, little things slip my mind. I forget that, oh, I've only got 3 days before my validation runs out, and suddenly, before I know it, I turn on my computer and I go to log on through my screen name, and no, it won't let me, because you need to validate your Windows. I cannot validate my Windows because although I have a stack of CD keys that came with computers, well, not a stack, but I've got like 4 or 5 CD, you know, Windows XP computers, none of these CDs codes will validate. So I was stuck with quite a little dilemma. What do I do? I'm going to lose all my Windows XP files, or all my files that I have on this box, because I can't get in my Windows XP?
But I'm much too strong and you're much too smart to let that happen to your chances to explore parts of the new age just behind the doors of your mind. You're the posse of the future and you hold in your brain things never thought of before. And in time, you'll teach us so much more. That's why I'm here and what I'm fighting you for. Don't copy that posse.
Okay. So immediately, my mind is rushing for solutions to this problem. Oh, jeez. How do I get back to my data? Well, immediately I fire up my laptop, which came with a copy of Windows XP Pro. So, boom, I fire up look onto my network. Okay, my share folders. As long as I've got my desktop unit on, I can see my shares folders. Okay, that's cool. I can get some of my files, but I didn't have all the files set up in my shares that I wanted to get off the box. So although I can get some of my files that I still need, I cannot get to. This is highly unacceptable, and I'm not about to let Microsoft, Bill Gates, or anybody screw me out of my data, even though it is kind of my fault because I forgot to get my data off in time, but I have CD keys, and, you know, whatever, however you want to look at it, it's not about what's right, wrong, it's, boom, I'm in this situation, what am I going to do? So I immediately jump back to the desktop and begin to look for solutions to my problem. So when I go to log on to my screen name in Windows, I get a little error message that pops up and says, you need to validate Windows before you can log on to Windows. And then it pops on to a little blue box. I've taken some screenshots of the entire process I'm about to explain. So if you guys want to go up to the hidden dojo of knowledge that is Ninja Night School, it's located on the worldwide interweb at podcastincubator.com/NNS. And there's going to be pictures up on the website so you guys can follow along and see what I'm talking about. But so you click OK and it goes to Let's Activate Windows screen. And so I chose to the top option, which is Yes, Let's Activate Windows Over the Internet Now. Which will take you to the next box. It says, would you like to register with Microsoft? This registration is optional, and it's not required to activate Windows, so I'm going to click No, I don't want to register now, let's just activate Windows. Which takes me to the third box, and it says, incorrect product key. Although I put in the multiple product keys that I have for Windows Home Edition, which I have a Home Edition CD, I have Home Edition keys, all should work and be fine to Danny in the world of XP, alas, this is not true. So this is where I'm kind of stuck. But if I look down underneath where I put in my CD keys, there's a small paragraph which says, if you think you typed the correct product key and should have not received this message, please contact customer service representative or visit the Microsoft Activation Assistance website for information on how to get additional product keys. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll click this link and see what it does. And goes to a little box that says checking for connectivity. Well, of course, I've got my computer hooked up to the net, and boom, it pops up with Explorer. And the page on Explorer just is simply a little web page that says, please visit shop.microsoft to purchase this item. Wow, that's a big assistance. Thanks for the advice. And thanks for bringing up Explorer, you asshats. So if we go to the next picture, you can see if I go into the address bar there, and I just type in desktop, well, the next picture, boom, we've got full access to the entire hard drive. We can do anything we want. There are a few limitations to this. Of course, you have no start button, no start bar, no bottom button, anything like that. As you can see, when you minimize a box, it just goes down to the bottom of the screen there. This will work as long as you don't close the activation box. If you close the activation box, then it'll log you back out, and you've got to go through the whole process back in to get access to the desktop. But this way I'm able to access the hard drive to get all my information. And as you can see, I'm actually able to install programs. I'm able to use my download client, look at web pages, iTunes, everything is working. But this is much kind of like a Windows 3.1 experience, which is kind of the last operating system that I used, which was back in the day in high school. You know, it was Windows 3.1, so it's kind of nostalgic. But nevertheless, this is not what I want to be using on a daily basis. I just want to get my data off this box. I want to get, you know, my useful information and be done with Microsoft. If you're going to be this pain in the ass about your operating system, man, I really don't want to use it. You know, I could easily go out and get a crack, a CD serial generator. I could get codes for Windows if I wanted it. There are ways around the validation for the Windows Validate tool. There's cracks out there for that. If I wanted it, I could get it. But my philosophy is, why do so much for something that's not even all that quality? Okay, I'm going to basically get an illegal copy of this program and cause potential risk to myself for a low quality product. Yeah, it's nice, but I've already got a copy on my laptop. It's legal, it's legit, it's what came with it, and I don't need to go illegit on a second unit just to have a second version, you know. There's an operating system called Linux. Everybody knows about it, or at least more likely everybody's going to listen to this program. But Linux is free. There's a million distributions, versions, variations on it, and they're all open source, and they are very useful and handy. Unless you're really wanting to play games, that's the one downside to Linux, and why I am running Windows XP on the laptop is because I do like to play video games, and unfortunately majority of the games that are released on the market are not necessarily programmed for Linux. Although there are games out there that exist and are compatible with Linux, these are unfortunately the minority. So until we can change around this, you know, maybe we're going to do a program maybe on trying to get games on Linux. There's an emulator, you know, there's Wine and stuff like that, but there's also a program known, it's called Cedega, C-E-D-E-G-A, I believe, and it's a lot of people use it for emulating a Windows environment for playing video games. It's mixed results. I've not had a whole lot of use with it, so it's going to be a later date before I can really talk about it. But anyway, here's a simple, easy solution to if you have, by chance, should you run across the same problem I have, you're using a trial version of Windows or whatever, you've got 30 days to use it, and for some reason something happens, you gotta go out of town, whatever the reason, you get locked out of your data just for a simple reason, you don't have the CD key, or even worse, you have CD keys which will not work. You know, use this method, go and get your data. You can use your whatever CD burning programs, set up a shared folder if you've got a network in the house, whatever, get the shit off your computer, wipe the drive, throw on some Linux, and join the community. There are a plethora of people out there that are more than happy to support, answer all your questions, and tease you in the process. And it works out to be a very enjoyable time. And speaking of Linux, here at Podcast Incubator, there's a lot of stuff going on. And mainly, Droops, over at Infonomicon, him and Troops and Nightlord are working on a project for Podcast Incubator, which is they're calling it Podcast Fertilizer, and Podcast Fertilizer is going to be a bootable Linux distro based on Slackware. It's Slackware has, from what I understand, it uses a lot of modules. You can add what modules you want in your bootable system or your bootable disk, and they're throwing on all kinds of multimedia applications, everything that you would need to do your own podcast and recording. So it's It's going up. They should have a download ready here any day now up on the Podcast Incubator website, which you can find information on this, all that you could ever want to read. If you want to get involved in this, there's going to be contact information up on the page. We highly encourage anybody who's interested in this, knowledgeable, or hell, even wants to learn about it, go to the page. The alpha version will be up of Podcast Fertilizer. You can download it. It's bootable, so, you know, hey, all you got to do is just throw it in your system, boot it up, play with it, see what you think, you know. Take it out the CD drive, turn off your system, turn it back on, and hey, you're back to the old setup you had before you even got it. We all know this anyway, so anyway, I'm going to quit rambling on, but you can get this CD at podcastincubator.com/slax, S-L-A-X. And you better go there and do that, because remember, Ninja Night School contains podcast ninjas. That's right, bitches. So we're watching, and we hope you're typing. If you're not near a computer, that's okay. Next time you get within, at least 2.5 feet within a keyboard, you better be typing. We're watching. But not only are we watching, we are listening. And, we're listening to a lot of different podcasts out there on broadcasting across the interweb. And there's a lot of the other aspect to the whole hacking computer nerd scene is along with computers and everything, well, there's a good portion of people that enjoy the phone system. Phones in general, it's known as freaking. And so there's quite a few programs, hell, even on a podcast incubator, Pendant que tu dormes, while you were sleeping. That's the French show. It's about freaking. He does a lot of Skype calling on there. If you speak any French, go listen to the show. If you don't speak French, go listen to it. He does prank calls in English. He speaks English and French, apparently. His English is pretty decent. So his name is A Prism. Send him an email. Let him know you listen to his show, if you listen to his show, and check it out. Also, Strom Carlson and Black Ratchet, you know, they took over Binary Revolution Radio. You know, that's all they ever talk about is phones, you know, I probably better watch what I say about those guys, because, you know, they're pretty uber elite hacksaws, you know, and, they could come after me in a heartbeat, and, you know, before I know it, you know, they could shut down the site, they could shut down, you know, my whole recording setup, because, I mean, you know, I'm recording it, I'm not streaming it, but you forget, man, like, the really lead hacksers, man, they don't fuck around, man, they keep lists of shit, you know, and they'll be writing this shit down, you know, and 120 years later, thanks to Life Extension Technologies and their big notepad of, I'm not forgetting your name, they're gonna be hacking the time stream, thanks to, thermodynamics, and before we know it, boom, Ninja Night School never existed, they've hacked the time code, boom, you know, they're interrupting this program as I broadcast into the time stream, you know, I just better totally drop the subject, you know, just before it's even too late.
Alright, as y'all can notice by the background noise, decided to go out and ninja in the night, in our quest tonight, is to locate some payphones. We're gonna find some payphones, preferably just one payphone, a suitable payphone where we can get a good volume, we can make some phone calls, and I've got a couple neat numbers that I found, did a little random scanning, and I've got an old favorite. Well, actually, I've got two old favorites. We'll probably just call it two old favorites because it's cold, because it's November, and it's the middle of the night. So we'll call the two old favorites. We'll call Nintendo, the Nintendo number, and we'll call another old favorite. And
we'll see how it goes. Hopefully the sound will come out all right, and it'll sound better than me riding around as I ninja in the night and search for payphones. So cross your fingers out there in Ninja Land, and let's hope we find a payphone.
Think of it this way, okay? When you buy a disc, you're saying to the team, we respect what you do and what you're working for. We'll keep up our support so you can make us some more. We'll do the right thing and the future will be clear. There will be new programs year after year. Don't copy that floppy.
Okay, so it looks like we found a good payphone that we can use here. So we're gonna get out of here. And we're here on the side of the road, so if there's some background noise and stuff, that apologize in advance for that. But so we're out in the middle of the night at a payphone in the middle of nowhere by the side of the road because I want to get robbed. Yeah. No, seriously. We're gonna make some calls. We're inspired by listening to some other radio shows, particularly Belcore Radio. You can find them at belcoreradio.net. Ponyboy and Black Mesa, they put on a pretty cool show. I enjoy listening to it a whole lot. I met Ponyboy down at Freaknik 9. He's a cool guy. So, inspired by them, we're going to make a couple phone calls, and we're going to put this on the show. So, no further ado. My ghetto sound. Okay, we're going to call Nintendo. It's 1-800-255-3700.
Thank you for calling Nintendo. You have reached us after our normal business hours. However, we have other consumer service options you may wish to try, including automated message information that's available on this line, Nintendo's website at Nintendo.com, and consumer service via email. To hear about our other service options, please choose from the following. To try the automated information on this line, press 1. For any questions related to the Nintendo DS, including information on Nintendo's new online service, the Nintendo Wi-Fi Connection, press 1. For help with setup, troubleshooting, or repair,
okay,
or
we'll
other
do a Nintendo Wi-Fi commercial. Well, almost.
For information on the Nintendo Wi-Fi Connection, press 1. For troubleshooting or repair information for the Nintendo DS, press 2.
Know. It's like Xbox Live.
Nintendo Wi-Fi Connection. Players can play games like Mario Kart DS and Animal Crossing DS with other DS owners across the country or around the world. Because the Nintendo Wi-Fi Connection has many wide-ranging features and capabilities, we have created a new website and phone service dedicated to supporting players interested in online play. Please note that representatives on this line are not able to provide connection setup or troubleshooting assistance. If you need help with your Nintendo DS and the Nintendo Wi-Fi Connection, please visit NintendoWiFi.com or call 1-800-895-1672. To repeat this message, press the pound sign.
Okay, I think that's enough for Nintendo. Let's check out our other number. Okay, what we're gonna call now is 1-800-420-1337. So it's kind of an interesting number. Let's see what you guys think.
Hello, thank you for calling the Connection Helpline. Glad you called. My name is Matt. And your first name?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. This is kind of a weird call. I just wonder, what are you guys? Because, like, I used to call this number a little while ago. I'm on a payphone. I used to come out here on my smoke break. And I called this number, and it was like music.
Okay. So, what did you call for, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I usually just would call while I would stand out here on my smoke break and listen to music. I'm sorry. What are you guys? Can I just ask? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Connections?
Which is?
Sexual enhancement product.
Oh, damn. Well, hell, man. All right, cool. Well, sorry to bother you.
It's okay. I just, you know, was a little caught wrong-footed because I wasn't sure what you were calling about.
Yeah, no. Yeah, me too, man. Usually I'm used to hearing music. How long have y'all been on this number? You mind me asking?
I have no idea, sir.
All right, cool, man. Well, have a good night, man. I'm sorry to bother you.
That's okay.
All right, cool. Good deal, man.
Bye.
Okay, well, that used to be music, and now it's a line that makes your dick bigger. So, all right, well, I guess we're going to call that a night and head back to the Hidden Dojo. Well, it's nice and warm, so I'll see you guys there, because I'm kind of nervous, you know, these payphones and all, and... you know, we've all seen Bill and Ted, and we know how time travel works. And you know, of course, everybody goes with the payphone and the phone booth and travels through time. And you know, they're gonna be coming for me. I know it. Just the payphone, and you know, I've got to get back to the Hidden Dojo just before it's too late.
All right, for a recap, the first number that we called was Nintendo of America. That's located at the Redmond offices in Redmond, Washington. And when I was a little kid, I used to call them all the time because it was an 800 number, and I lived in the country, and I'd get bored. And so I'd call and listen to all the menus until I heard all the stuff that they, all the new stuff that they had to talk about with Nintendo, and I ate that shit up. I knew all the Uber's new Nintendo stuff. I had all the Nintendo powers. I was a fucking Nintendo video game fucking addict. I loved the shit. And I was all about it. I had the answers to all the questions. How do I get past this level, this and that? And I even in middle school made my own little video game cheat magazine. It was just a bunch of text typed up. And yeah, it was pretty cool, like 4 or 5 pages, and like we'd sell it for 10 cents, and me and a couple of my buddies, it was fun. But regardless of drifting, I used to call Nintendo all the time, and when I was little, and when I'd get bored with all the menus, I'd actually get to an operator and just talk to the operators. And I have to admit, man, some of these operators were pretty damn cool, because here I am, a dumb little kid, and some of them would just sit there and talk to me, you know. And to look back on it, you know, that's pretty neat that, you know, whatever, some operator's just going to sit and talk to a little kid and tell them, you know, about their job. Because I'd, oh, well, what's it like to work at Nintendo? And, you know, because back in the day, Nintendo had the 900 number, and the 900 number, you'd call these people, and these people had, they were in this little cubicle, and they had binders and binders, and they had the answers and levels and maps to every Nintendo game ever made. And you could call this 900 number, and whatever question you had with whatever game, they could tell you how to get past that spot in the level or whatever. It was, I don't know, I guess it's 80s thing. I don't think that kind of thing would really happen today. At the same time, I don't know, I guess if you look at any, like the online games, like the MMORPGs, like Star Wars Galaxies, EverQuest 2, Final Fantasy 11, all that, they've all got the pay sites, they give you all the cheat codes and shit like that, so, I don't know, whatever, maybe it's not such a fad. But regardless, you know, I'd call up these Nintendo operators and just, you know, talk for, you know, way too long, you know, and they just humor my young dumbass. And they were really nice, and, you know, they talked to me, you know, about neat stuff, and they, you know, whatever, after so long, say, well, I need to go, I have to take other calls, and I'd be so happy that they even, okay, well, I'll talk to you later, whatever. That second number we called was 1-800-420-1337. And that number I used to seriously call all the time when I wanted to take a smoke break, and I enjoy music. I like to listen to music a whole lot. It's a big aspect of my life. And so when I would take my smoke break, I would like to listen to music. So if I had there was a phone nearby, a cell phone, or pay phone where I take my smoke break. Well, I dial up 1-800-420-1337, and there was this, it was kind of classical music. I don't know, it was very relaxing music, whatever it was. It's almost kind of reminded me like the Pure Moods, but not so cheesy. But it was some kind of classical music. I had audio of it at some point. Now, where that is now, I don't know. I couldn't find it. So, but anyway, we called it tonight, and apparently it's sexual enhancement company. So, whatever, I guess, anything in that department kind of trumps, any kind of hold music or whatever that I was calling before, huh? Yeah. But, it doesn't really do me any good, because, I'm into computers, and, women are just all beating down the door to get to the computer nerds. So, anyway, that's about it for everything that I have. I guess we're going to move on to, we'll go ahead and hit some project music. So, Ninja Assistants, why don't you cue up that project music for me, if you will.
Ain't nothing good unless you play with it.
Okay, first off and most importantly, the podcast Fertilizer Bootable CD. You guys got to go check this out. Go to podcastincubator.com/slacks. That's SLAX. They'll have the alpha version posted very soon within the posting of this show. So go download it, check it out. Check out the functionality of it, stress test it, see what you can do, see if, how functional it is. Send the feedback. Let us know what you think about it, improvements, what you think it's lacking, what you like about it. We're doing this for the community. We want to help people be able to produce a podcast. We said regardless of hardware, software, equipment, or whatever. And with the CD, they're making it possible. So major shouts to Droops and Nightlord, who are putting this thing together. So if you want to help out, get in contact with these guys. The next thing, twattech.org. Hey guys, it seems like there's a lot of people that are getting out and recording a twat, and I'm thinking this is really cool. Myself and Dr. Zygmunt got together. Dr. Zygmunt has some Asterisk skills, and he walked me through downloading a program and setting up the program so that we could call each other. And I dialed in, I assumed, to his box and whatnot, and we recorded ourselves an episode of Twat Radio. So, look forward to that at some point in the future, maybe next year, whenever.
but it'll be out there. So, and you guys, you know, think about a topic. Me and Zygmunt, we did ours on a recent hardware that we had bought. You know, we kind of just did a review of it. You know, but it's tech related. It, you know, short, simple, to the point, no bullshit. Check it out. Listen to some that I already done. Everybody should have a little, some kind of input. So think about it. Get something together and do it. If you've got a little something that, but it's maybe not hardcore technology oriented, maybe it's not technology oriented at all, but it's still neat, but it's just a short little segment. Hey man, download Podcast Fertilizer, record your segment, and send it off to me. Give me an email at admin@podcastincubator.com, and I'll be more than happy to put it on the show, or if we get enough people who are interested in it, we may have our own little miscellaneous, just kind of shouts, little feed from Podcast Incubator. So, you know, if you're interested, contact, and we can make this happen. Also, we're working on updating the website here at Podcast Incubator. I've been playing around with the PHP, and we're going to see what can happen, and I want to take my time. I want to do justice to Droops. I want to keep the site looking good and clean and all that good jazz, but at the same time, redo it a little. So, we're working on that, so look forward to it at some point in the future, maybe with some free time over Thanksgiving, maybe, we can have some updates to Podcast Incubator. Also, while I've been updating on the Podcast Incubator site, I've been reading through the PHP code, looking at that. I've been feeling a little more comfortable with PHP, which is probably the first sign of definite that I'm getting in over my head. But regardless, maybe looking at some of that code, perhaps stealing some of it, borrowing some ideas from that code, or just using it as general inspiration and recoding the Ninja Knight School website in some PHP just to make it a little cleaner and look nicer. So look forward as a possibility sometime in the near future, as well as NNS and PHP. Scooby Boobop. Also, Ninja Knight School can now also be contacted over Instant Messenger. We have an AIM account. It is NNS Radio. So if you're using AIM, switch. Get that program off your computer and switch to GAIM, G-A-I-M. It's an AIM client. It works very nice, and it's somewhat more secure. So check that out. Download that program and fire me off an instant message at NNS Radio. And, you know, if I'm around, I've got it up. Shoot the shit, man. Also been hanging out in some of the IRC channels, mainly the Infonomicon channel, which is on freenode.net, and the Ben Rev channel, which is on Dalnet. I'm a major noob to the whole IRC. Just pretty much just get in there to talk and hopefully not own myself. So if you guys are interested in joining the IRC chat, and I totally invite you guys to come in and join the conversation. If you have any questions, this is the place to bring it, definitely. If you need more information on these channels, because I'm giving a horrible description because I'm an IRC noob, go to www.infonomicon.org, and there's the information there on how to get to their IRC server, and www.binrev.com, that's BINREV.com, and it's right there on there on the first page that loads up on the right hand side. There's a link to their IRC, so if you want to chat, go in there and check it out. Plenty of cool people in there. Also, here at the Hidden Dojo, we are instead of doing shirts or hoodies or anything like that, as far as to promote the show and give away some swag, since it's the winter months, we're going to be a little practical, and anybody who is interested, you want some swag from the Hidden Dojo, if you wear scarves, send me an instant message, send me an email, and I will make you a Ninja Knight scarf, because as weird as it sounds, yes, I low-tech mystic crochet,
And usually in the wintertime, I like to crochet a scarf or two. I don't know. I swear to God, I'm straight. and just weird. But, yeah, if you guys would like a Ninja Knight School scarf, or as we're calling them, Ninja Knight scarves, let me know. You know, but only if you're going to wear it, seriously. But we'll personalize it. We'll put your name on it, and it'll say Ninja Knight School. And I'm going to try to do them look pretty decent and pick out whatever color you want, and I'll go by the yarn, and I'll crochet it all up. So, yeah. Then, we'll take Mystic had a odd childhood. Mom was into the folk music, so lots of Appalachian folk music, so like the hammer dulcimer or the lap dulcimer. Maybe we should do some do a Ninja Knight School about those instruments. They're fairly neat. They're nice. You know, and the fiddle, the banjo, of course more common, but of course, you know, growing up with Mom, we would go to these different festivals and, you know, all that when we were younger. And I'm drifting, but regardless, there would be all kinds of fun stuff for the kids to do, and we learned all these crazy craft skills. So, yeah, it was real fun. I've got all kinds of crazy craft skills that I learned from going to these folk music camps, and I had a blast, and they're very practical. They've helped out a whole lot. I'm very glad that I learned these skills, and it's kind of nice to know that, okay, even if all electricity goes down, you know, I'm capable of at least, you know, knitting myself a scarf or a blanket or, you know, even making, like, bags, sacks, stuff like that. You know, I'm capable of at least producing some kind of items to better enhance myself. And I swear to fucking God, if I had enough time, popsicle sticks and rubber bands, I swear to God I could build like a fully functional mecha unit, like out of popsicle sticks and rubber bands. I mean, we worked the hell out of some popsicle sticks and glue and rubber bands. Oh, the mighty crafts. But anyway, we're drifting. So anyway, that's about it for all the project section. Want to go ahead and wrap it up. We're starting to run a little long with the show. I'll go ahead and close it up. I want to give shouts, very importantly though, before I leave, a shout, of course, as always, to Droops for hosting the podcast incubator and all the shows for free. And thanks for helping, letting us become the media. Thanks for your work on Podcast Fertilizer, and that's enough brown nosing. So all that bullshit, man, you know, we appreciate it. Major shouts to Lord Drakenblut. I hope I said your name right, buddy. I've been talking in email quite a bit, back and forth, to Lord Drakenblut. And he's working on quite a cool project. He's recording a twat himself. And I think I've talked him into maybe even recording a little bit of audio that I can play for a Ninja Knight School. So, kind of excited about that. So, major shouts to Lord Drakenblut and what you're doing. Keep it up. Shouts to Dr. Zygman for recording a twat with me. I had a good time. I can't wait to do our next installment of Twat Radio with me and Dr. Zygman, because he's the bomb. Shouts to Ponyboy and Belcore Radio and Black Mesa. So, listen to Belcore Radio number 10. Ponyboy's having a contest. You're going to have to listen to episode number 10 to find out what that contest is. But I participated in that contest, and when the contest is said and done with, I'll talk about it more. But until then, go download episode 10. Go to hackermedia.org, and it's posted up there. Go download that shit. Also, shouts to all my buddies in RC that I've been talking to, especially Fizone. He's the most incredibly knowledgeable person. He's very, very handy and helpful, and even like non-computer related, when you freak out, he's there to calm your ninja ass down, and he's a good guy. So major shouts to you, and of course shouts to Gonfin, as always. And shouts to Right Coast and an IRC, man. talked to Right Coast on IRC. He said he listened to the show and he likes it. So that's awesome. And shouts to you, Right Coast. And, you know, come join us on IRC and join the fun. Also, shouts to Kyle L. He downloaded the show, but he said he didn't like it because I talked too slow. But then later on, he told me, and he plays the show on double speed, and it's tolerable to him then. So, yeah, anybody who doesn't like the show, try listening to it in double speed and see if it doesn't help you out a little bit. But anyway, I thought Kyle L. had a pretty cool name, because I thought it was like a play on Superman, like Kal-El, you know, Kal-El, son of Jor-El, you know, is this Kal-El, you know, cousin of Joel. Yeah, no, apparently his real name is Kyle, and his last name starts with L, so, but anyway, I think the Superman reference is cooler. And anyway, thanks, and shout out to Kyle L. for honest feedback, and, you know, that shit's cool. And shouts to everybody else in IRC that I talked to that I'm forgetting their name. And all that good stuff. So, I guess we're going to wrap this up. I'd like to thank everybody for letting a po' boy ride. And until next time, we here at the Hidden Dojo of Knowledge that is Ninja Knight School would like to remind you that we have no binary for goodbye. Therefore, we use loop, and we'll see you around.
Oh, the streets of Rome are filled with rubble. Ancient footprints are everywhere. Well, you could almost think that you see in double. On a cold, dark night on the Spanish stage. Gotta hurry on back to the hotel room. There got me a baby by the jealous knees. She promised she'd be right there with me when I pay my master fee. Oh, those mighty kings that the jungle I can hardly stand to see us. Well, it sure has been a long ride. Wings will run through the back of my memory. When I pay.
snow. Oh, the fly drove up and I almost cried. Clergymen in uniform, a young girl full of muscles. Pretty true, I feel all right.
Yeah.